A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
We're grateful, Lord, that you are God who is awesome. You are awesome in praise. You are awesome in adoration. Yet you are loving. We appreciate you for this new season. Lord, even the year 2017, that we can remember again the birth of our Lord Jesus. We have been kept, we have been preserved, all by your mercy. Friends and families, young and old, Lord, we are gathered to say, indeed you love us. Indeed, oh God, you love us. We are here to celebrate the love that set us free from bondage of sin, from the shackles of Satan. We say, awesome God, how great thou art. Lord, we worship and we say, Lord, help us to acknowledge how awesome you are. Help us to understand the awesomeness of what you did on a day like this, in a season like this. Help us not to take it for granted. Help us not to be too familiar with the story that it loses its power. Lord, thank you for reminding us again that you so much love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Open our hearts to hear you. Open our ears to hear you. And help us to open our lives to respond to this great love, this great gift, this good news that brings great joy. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Let's appreciate the choir. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Amen. This is Love Feast 2017. We appreciate God for everyone. Please let's come in and get seated. This time is very precious. The fun and merrymaking will surely continue. And let's have some quietness, please. Amen. We have a birthday lady in our midst, Miss Sister May's birthday. Let's appreciate God in her life. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing for her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sister May. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. Long life is your portion. May the good Lord bless you. Hip, hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip, hip. Hooray! Praise the Lord. Indeed, Father, we thank you for the life of your daughter. We appreciate you, O God, that on a day like this, Lord, her birth was announced. And great joy filled the house, filled the home, filled generations. And Lord, we are grateful that she continues to enjoy even the sound of good news that makes her heart to rejoice. We pray that this year, Lord King of Glory, you will increase her on every side. And let the lines of the year fall on her in pleasant places. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thousands of years ago, it was announced that Jesus was born. He was far from home. But you know what? By the mercy of God, we've had a wonderful month of announcing his birth. And I want to appreciate the men. Let's put our hands together for our men, for reminding us about the birth of Jesus in their carol. If you miss the men singing, you need to beg them so that you can hear them sing again. Let's appreciate our men. Hallelujah. Amen. We also appreciate our women for singing. Let's appreciate our women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our VOH, let's appreciate them. What an awesome, awesome presentation. Helping us to see the Christmas tree in a very special way. So next year, we're putting up the tree and decorating it. We have a better understanding of the meaning. And we thank God for the teachers that helped us to plan all that. Beautiful. And we appreciate the Lofty's praise and worship team. Let's appreciate God for them. Amen. And amen. Praise God. But while all that was going on and people were planning, the various assemblies were reaching out to communities, helping them to remember the reason. The reason for the season. Amen. Please, can I have our pastors please come from North Oxford, Swindon, and Cowley? Please come and share with us what's been going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's appreciate them. They've worked hard this year. God has used them mightily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We appreciate God. Amen. Let's go further afield. Let's go to Swindon first. Tell us what's been happening. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Not just this year, I would say the whole of the year. The whole of the year we've reached out in diverse ways. Bible says, when I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. You know, that's just basically it. So we've knocked on doors with a pack. Very simple leaflets, flyers, and washing liquid and a sponge to introduce ourselves and just to share the love of Christ. Some were so amazed. Is it for free? We said, yes, it's part of it, the love of God. And we use that means to minister to them as well. One of them, I can't forget, she said, you are an angel sent by God. She needed encouragement then. She was going to visit a friend who they've said she wouldn't pass that day again. So she was so down, and she allowed us to pray with her and comforted her as well. So we have also gone out. Brother Charles, where are you? He opened a link. We went to the city center, open air. You know, preaching the word, sharing flyers, you know, playing gospel songs. He was practically dancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we've done so many things. We've also, this month, gone to the homeless. We've visited them. Thank you, Mom, for joining us. We went there we prepared a soup and went with a roll and a pre-packed toiletries bag. So in it, we had sponge, paste, body wash, deodorant, cream, flannel, all packed in the bag, and we presented it to them. You know, when we got there, it was like they've all gone out. And we're like, should we stay? Should we give the gifts and go? What will we do? And as we're thinking and just deliberating on what to do, the Lord ordered their steps back.
Hallelujah.
And actually, as I was returning back with my husband, we got there. One of them was coming down and said, I was coming to ask, when are they coming? You know, he was even looking forward to us coming. And I said, Lord, thank you that you did not cause us to turn back. Thank you that you encouraged us to stay. And as we're doing it, they kept coming in one by one. You can't stop a homeless from going out at any time. So even though it was announced, they decided to go out, but the Lord ordered themselves. And they were so happy we came. They ate the soup, enjoyed it, and was amazed that we are presenting this to them. Among all things, God, I believe, touched their hearts. They testify that indeed there is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's just a brief summary of what has been going on throughout the year.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well done. Amen. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas to everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to talk for Cowley here. We want to thank the Lord for all the things that He allowed us to accomplish in 2017. I'm just going to talk on the corporate fast that we had finally for the past 21 days. Usually as a ministry, we do a corporate prayer and fasting time from the 1st of December all the way to the 21st of December. And we want to appreciate and thank God. Apostle Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, where he was mentioning about, I have planted and Apollos have watered, but it is God who gives the increase. And we totally believe that indeed that is our testimony, that God is the one who will give the increase. We towards the end of the corporate fast that was on Monday and Tuesday of this last week, we went into our community, just around this area here, and the ministry organized a pack for majority of our people around the community, and we were able to go and minister to them. The way they welcomed us, the way they received, so many people, they came back with mighty testimonies of how they were received and how they so much appreciated, and to know that there is a ministry in such a time like this who are able to do such things, to just show that love. And we want to thank God for that. And we are believing and trusting God that 2018 will be greater. Amen. So please don't be left out. We want to appreciate our senior pastor in the house and Sister Tuli, who managed to rally us around to make sure that, we did a great job. And please, if you are part of this ministry and you haven't had that opportunity to go out and share, this is the moment. The reason of this celebration is because of Jesus Christ. And if we are not able to share this good news to others, the reason why we are coming gathered like this is because of Him. So we cannot keep this to ourselves. Let's share it together. So whenever they are calling to say we are going for evangelism, please don't be left out. Concerning 2018, say, I will not be left out. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from North Oxford. We've also been doing lots of things during the year. Part of it is that once every Saturday, we go out to Kidlington Market to do tea and coffee. We have this store that we say tea and coffee store, which we give tea and coffee free to people that comes around. And in the process, we use it to tell them about the love of God. And it's been amazing because some of them, they already know us now. For example, those who sell fruits in the market. So they're always looking forward to see us. And I thank God because one of the days, Pastor said, she saw one of them in Grove. And they said, you are after us again. So the church is here again, always following us. It just tells a lot about the Father. What we do matters a lot. It might look little, but God is at work. Amen. Yesterday, by God's grace, we also visited the elderly. We did that last year, and the testimony is the Father. When we got there last year, we were fully prepared. The children were prepared to sing the carol, but they said we cannot come in because they said the residents, they had like a breakout. So we could not come in. I remember that I was literally begging them, please, we don't mind coming back. And they said, okay, if you don't mind coming back, you can go and come back and so time. Then we came back and we sang. That was last year. This year again, we extended the love to them. To God's glory, we had many residents this time around than last year. Last year, it was just few of them that were brought to the lounge. But this time around, we had lots of them. We were singing. Some sang with them, with us. Some nodded their heads. Some smiled. Some, even when Pastor Clara talked to them about what it means to worship God, some of them even raised their hands. These are elderly people on wheelchairs, and you can see the excitement, and we are so happy. And some of them even could not still talk. They could not respond to what we were saying. But we were just so happy that we could connect with them. So in North Oxford, we keep moving One step at a time, we are going higher in Jesus' name. So keep praying for us and come and visit us and join us as the Lord leads you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Please appreciate them. Let's just stretch out our hands. Yesterday, as I was preparing for today, the Lord just said in my heart and reminded me that this year has been impactful as far as outreach is concerned. If God recognizes it, we also recognize it. Amen. When we visited the homeless in Swindon, we heard testimonies of people. One that stood out for me was a man who said he's left behind a church for 4.5 years, homeless. He slept behind the church, maybe the compound of the church, for 4.5 years. He said he can say confidently that each day what he needed to feed was provided. That's his memory of the church. And that the vicar will come and ask after him and look and check on him. I want you to know that even God has been working in these areas and he's just asked us to be part of what he's doing. Amen. At Glebe's yesterday, after the gifts were given, a man, he opened his bag and he brought out the socks, the pair of socks, and he was hugging the pair of socks. He was happy. And I was just trying to find out what it was about. And the carer came and stood beside us and mentioned his name and said, "This is a very special gift. Because all his pairs of socks have been walking away. He doesn't find them." So when he saw a pair of socks, it was a meaningful gift to him. And the carer was kept saying to him, "You know, you need it. This is what you need now." And he kept smiling. He couldn't say a word, but he kept smiling. And the carer said, "For some of these people you see, this may be their last Christmas." And so we prayed with them. Brethren, I pray that this good news of great joy for everyone who is breathing, God will allow your mouth to be a sharer of the good news. Let's stretch out our hands and just thank God, not just for what God is using what fountain for, but for the church of Jesus in the time we are in, that God himself will continue to preserve the witness and the testimony that Jesus truly came in human form. The Bible says at the appointed time, in due season, God sent his son, Jesus, born of a woman under the law, that he may save and deliver those who are under the law. Father, we thank you for the testimony of the house and our pastors in the house and all the people working with them in Swindon and not Oxford, in Cowley. We thank you for the impacts that you have enabled your church to make in the city, one life at a time, in the market, one life at a time, we among the homeless, one life at a time, among the elderly, one life at a time. Lord, even in our communities, we pray that you strengthen your servants and everyone working with them. We pray, oh God, that the people we have ministered to this year, Jehovah, they will not miss heaven. By your mercy, you will continue the conversation in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the assembly in Swindon, for the assembly in North Oxford, and the assembly in Cowley, that, Lord, your work will continue to prosper. That, Lord, we will continue to have a reason to follow after you. Your name alone glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you very much, God's servants. And we appreciate Sister Tuli for the initiatives. We visited the police. We visited the pub. When I took the gift to the pub, they were surprised that the church would come knocking. And they really prayed and said, "God bless you." That's the best prayer. Amen. Amen. We visited the surgery, the doctor's surgery. We visited Mr. Ali, and he also gave us gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. We visited the church down the road. I believe this great news has to be shared by all. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I go into the word, I'm going to ask my daughter to please share something that's on her heart. Pastor Wanu, please come. God bless you. She has but a few minutes. Amen. I told you.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you for this privilege. I thank you, Father, because your word says the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding, God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you breathe upon your word, my God. Let it bring light, oh God, to everyone, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Let there be nothing. The Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful. Yes. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. I ask, oh God, that you divide between soul and spirit, between bone and marrow, my God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will target the very areas you want it to. And let it not, oh God, be fruitless, God, but let it bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Because in every seed is the ability to produce fruit. And the word of God is seed. I ask in the name of Jesus, the word will go in and God will land on good ground and produce good fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What he says he will do, what he does, he says. Praise God. This morning I want to share with you on the promise that pregnates. Somebody say the promise.
The promise.
I can see your faces. The promise.
The promise.
That pregnates.
That pregnates.
The promise.
The
that pregnates. We know about the story of Mary and how the angel came to her and he gave her the word of the Lord, the promise of the Lord. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord overshadowed her and she became pregnant with the promise. Somebody say pregnant with the promise. Pregnant with the promise. And the Lord says to me as I was getting ready for the year, that in order for you to break barrenness in your life, in order for you to win, we got to get pregnant with the promise again. The promise that you find is in the word of God. The Bible says the promises of God are yes, and in him they are amen. And it said, for too long my people have been discouraged because they've heard and seen but haven't received. And God is saying that it's coming to a point in time where your prayers that you pray, the promises will become a blessing. But first, you must become pregnant with the promise. The Bible says he called a man Abram and he told him, I will make you a father of many nations. And Abram could not quite conceive what God was saying. And so God says, look up at the stars. And God in his mercy impregnated Abram with the promise. I'm believing God that you will locate the promise of God in the word and you will be impregnated in the name of Jesus. The Bible says something. In Hebrews chapter 11, God interrupts his lessons on faith with belief. Amen. All of a sudden, he starts with, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it goes by faith. And then you get to verse 6, it says, that whoever's going to come to God must believe. I said, God, why would you interrupt faith with belief? He says, faith is an external expression of what you believe. Many people are trying to do works of faith and acts of faith, but they don't believe anymore. And the Bible says that if you will believe, there's nothing impossible to them that believe. People of God, I believe more than ever before, you've got to ask yourself whether you really believe God. It is very possible for you to be doing what you've seen others do, but not have faith in your heart, not have belief in your heart. Please turn your Bibles with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Because of time, I go from verse 6. The Bible says, should I give you time to get? I don't have that much time, so I'm going to go there, okay? The Bible says, let's go from verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in his ways. Have you ever prayed something that you thought would be so easy to get but not received it? Anybody? Oh, you guys have all your... Okay. Y'all are shadabash. It is very possible for you to receive a word, hear something, but look at Abraham. I know we like to talk about him as our father of faith, like he made no mistakes, but I want you to know that from the point he received the word, after he received the word, he then listened to wrong counsel. I believe there was a level of double-mindedness. He didn't mind how the promise would come. He just knew the promise would come. And so he listened to Hagar, and Hagar tells him, listened to Sarah, and Sarah tells him, go sleep with Hagar, and he received a son. But that son was not the promise. And it was silent. If you count the age where he received the promise, and after he fell, it took 13 years for God to come back and re-give him the promise. But first, God says, you will walk before me and be thou perfect. Let me tell you, if we're going to get God's promise, if we're going to go God's will, get God's will, we must go his way. You cannot get God's will going your own way. And so God tells him, walk before me and be thou perfect. And what God then does is says, I will do this and I will do that and you must do this. And God seals the promise with covenant. And we see a change in Abraham there. Not only did his name change, but his action change. Now he becomes swift in obedience. Because right now, after that, God says, you must circumcise the males in your household. And he did that swiftly. And even after that, the Bible says that Sarah tells him to kick, the compromise out, Ishmael. And Abraham was a little bit, I don't know about that. But then God says to him, obey her. Here we see a man that no longer just goes by what anybody else is saying, but is waiting on the Lord for instruction. In 2018, if you're going to make your way prosperous, you must wait for instruction. You must hear what the Spirit is saying to you as his church. The Bible says something that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the Bible says that the Spirit of God allows us to know the things that are freely given to us. God said to me, many of my children are fighting for things I've not released to them in the Spirit. You're trying to get what's not yours. How are you going to take the time to find out what God has given you? You're spending time fighting the world and fighting at work instead of you agreeing with God in the place of prayer. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 47 that he's the God that chose our inheritance. He told the children of Israel, I have given you the land, now contend. You can only contend for what God has given you. If God hasn't given it to you, you will struggle. If you contend for what God has given you, there will be a freely given. There is an authority in the place of prayer when you know God has released something for you. Then God says to me last night, he said, listen, my people are no longer coming to me. I said, whoever believes will come. My Libra, he said, you must stay on my word. He said, he said to Joshua, this word shall not depart from you. You must meditate on it day and night so you can make your way prosperous. I believe there must be a laboring in the word so you can get pregnant with the promise. And when you are pregnant with the promise, you can press in for the promise. In 2018, God wants to show his glory above his people again, but first, you can't be pregnant with emptiness. You can't even be pregnant with just a wish list. You must be pregnant with the promise. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth, looking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, to show himself strong on their behalf. Even Jesus, the one we celebrate, he was a promise. He was a promise that had to be sown into the womb of a woman. You've got to carry to tell. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the way of the ungodly, nor stands in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on the law does he meditate day and night. And when you meditate day and night, you can then be like the tree that is planted by the rivers of living water that bears fruit. Some of us, we want to bear fruit, but we're not seedful. The Bible says, abide in me, and let my word abide in you. There must be an incubation of his word again in your heart, in your mind. You must meditate. See, Christianity is not wishing. You don't get things because you just come to church. You get it because you come to God. You sit with God. You agree with God. The realm of the spirit is empty. The Bible says that you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. But what you have to do is that you must believe in your heart, because once you believe in your heart, you can then move by faith. Praise God. How many of you would like to be a walking testimony? You see, I believe a lot of people are tired of religion. A lot of people are tired of doing the same things and getting the same result, but being told it's not supposed to be that way. At some point, we must call ourselves to order. Is it God that's lying, or is it us? But I believe that God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is it a son of man that he should repent. What is happening is we are no longer taking him at his word. And if we don't take him at his word, we will not see him. The Bible says he exalts his word above his name. In Hebrews chapter 4, it talks about the evil heart of unbelief. The word profited them nothing because it was not mixed with faith. It talks about the evil heart of unbelief where they heard the promise, but they could not receive it because of unbelief. That's why the Bible says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. At the beginning of service, I doubt many of you were here then. Pastor Clara spoke and she said, if somebody came and said they had loads of money and said, come and tell me whatever you want, I'm willing to share that with you. Many of us will focus and we will press in to make sure we were the first there to get close enough to put our request in. But why then do we treat God? She didn't say this bed, this is my bed. Why then do we treat God like a wishing well? Where we just cast our request. We just throw, have you been to a wishing well? You just throw coins, wasting money. Anyway. When God watches over his word, could you find out the thing that you want? Have you found it in the scripture? Do you have an anchor of your faith? Do you have a word to back up that promise? Or is it because you've seen it in someone else's life? Just because it happened to someone else doesn't mean it will happen to you. Happening for someone else should let you know it's possible. But you still need to go find an anchor for the thing that you want. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 45 that there shall be a performance of the things said to her. The things that she believed. Another version says there shall be a performance of the things she believed. That means if Mary did not believe, there could be no performance. I hear of the evangelists of old. They stand billions of crowds and they say, if only you believe. If only you believe. How many blessings was God signing up for you, aligning for you, that you missed because of unbelief? Unbelief is not just a tick thing. I believe God can do all things. We have generalized the promises of God to the point that we no longer are convinced in us that God will. There's a man that says to God, I'm going to round up now, my time is up, praise Jesus, hallelujah. How do I get to the point where I believe? Sometimes we come and we pray. And we give it a prayer point. But there is no word on the inside of us. There is no powder. There is no bullet in our guns. We just come and we're like, but there is no substance to what we're saying. There was a man that was blind and he said to Jesus, if you are willing, make me whole. The will of God positions you to stand in authority in the place of prayer. When you know something is yours, you will be like a dog with a bone. You will not let go. When you know, and Jesus says to him, I am willing. If there is an area of unbelief in your life, you don't just ignore it. You have to deal with it. Because if you don't believe God, you can't receive from God. I believe 2018, God wants to give you personal testimonies that would encourage you even to stand in a global scale.
Amen.
We ask you to pray for the nations, but because we haven't seen God move in our personal lives, we don't believe. And God wants to restore belief to the church again. To believe that with God, nothing is impossible. To believe God that he can do all things. To believe God that he can heal. To believe God he can raise the dead. To believe God he can change a prodigal son. To believe God again. To believe again. But you must get back to the word. You must get to the point where you agree with God. To be able to speak to him and say, God, you said this in your word, but I'm not seeing you. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Jesus was someone that got to the place where it was tough for him too. And he said to Jesus, he said to God, if thou be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. God doesn't mind you telling him about your weaknesses. What he minds is you pretending. I pray for you like I pray for myself, that I will stop being the cause of a delay. Amen. That my belief will position me to receive in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your belief will position you to receive in the name of Jesus. That when God speaks, David said, once you have spoken, twice I have heard, that power belongs to God. He said that the word that comes from my mouth does not return to me void. It shall accomplish that which, oh my God, in 2018, I pray for you. There shall be an accumulation of delayed prayers in the name of Jesus. Answers be released even as you position yourself to believe. Some of you may need to fast like Daniel. The Bible says Daniel understood from the books that the time of slavery was supposed to be over. And so he positioned himself in prayer to gain an understanding. The Bible says good understanding gives favor. I pray for you that God will give you understanding in the name of Jesus. The sons of Issachar, they did well because they understood the times. I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened in the name of Jesus. And anything causing a delay, every prince of Persia, Maliku Rabaske Libra Dashka, Mazantu Lika Dashka Lebra Dasku Lentu Ramaba, Maraba Sunde Rebo Shandarabasike. My God, I ask in the name of Jesus that whatever may be holding back the answers to prayers be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We bind, oh God, any force of darkness, every force of evil. My God, your worst hope deferred makes the heart sick. And we no longer want to be sick in the heart. So we ask in the name of Jesus that we receive the substance of our faith. You said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In 2018, I ask that you give your children evidence in the name of Jesus, that like David, they will say, the God that saved me from the lion and the bear will surely give me victory over Goliath. We conquer 2018 in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. Indeed, the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. Well, thank you for the vessel you have used to remind us that you haven't changed your mind, even as Pastor Clara spoke last Sunday, concerning your word. Your words are yea, yea, and in you they are amen. They are only found amen in you, not outside of you. They are only found possible in you, not outside of you, not in human terms, not in human opinion. We pray that we'll be people of the word indeed. And we pray for the vessels you have used to encourage us, that Lord, you will help her by your spirit. Amen. That the word that she has held on to will not fall to the ground. Amen. That she will not start seeking human opinion and agenda. As we pray for her, we pray for all ourselves. Lord, help us to stay with the word and to believe the word, even as we obey the word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Was it this morning I asked you, or yesterday? Yesterday. I was studying. My focus was on Luke chapter 2.
Good news, great joy. And I go to Luke chapter 1 verse 4. Please open the scriptures. Luke chapter 1 verse 4. I'll read from verse 1 to 4. And I'll just round up there. I pray that they that have ears will hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. Luke chapter 1, I'll read from verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses. Please help me with the children. If you need to separate them, please separate them. Even as they delivered them unto us, which was from the beginning, were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having heard perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mayest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. And I was stuck on this verse, that we need to know with certainty the things that have been written in the word. As a very important person that was born, as all the life of Jesus, people have opinion, philosophers, aristocrats, kings, astronomers, shepherds, wise men. Even his father had an opinion when the mother told him what was happening. But God helped Joseph. I pray in the places where you are struggling with the word of God, that the God who came alongside Joseph, that did not allow him to abort destiny, will come alongside you.
Amen.
It was when Joseph understood the certainty of what Mary said that he placed his life on the line. The reason why many of us are running helter-skelter, the reason why we are not stable in our faith, the reason why our Christianity is wobbling is that we have missed out on certainties. When you become certain, you become stable. When you become convinced of the word of God that is written, that is no respecter of person, you will shift from gear one and you ask God to move you further. I pray that that will be your desire.
Amen.
The reason why we are mixing Christianity with social life without a certainty of clarity is because we are not certain. The reason why we have put culture into Christianity is because we are not certain. When you are certain, you become single-eyed. When you are certain, you become single-minded. When you are certain, you will not allow any human opinion to shift you. Now, we might know the certainty of the things which were told us. Luke was not just an ordinary man in his days. He was a physician. He was learned. Because sometimes we think our education takes us above God's word. In that time, he was a physician. He wasn't a market. Even market people had understanding. But what I'm saying is he had education. But he knew with certainty that the things written about Jesus, they deserve attention. But you know what actually summarized it all for me? He was writing to a man called Theophilus. And I had to Google the name Theophilus. What does it mean? It means God loving. If you haven't started loving God, you don't want to know much about him. Theophilus means God loving. When you begin to love God, everything about God appeals to you. You can love church, not love God. You can love a pastor, not love God. You can love the music, not love God. I met a lady 2 years ago. She visited us. And I asked her about her faith. She says, I go to CLC for worship. I go to St. Epps for the word. I like the worship in CLC. I like the word in St. Epps. So she has her agenda, looking for where it is comfortable. But I pray that one day, she will find certainty. Pray for yourself. Pray for the person beside you. That I need certainty about what God has written. When you know that the word of God is certain, the promises of God, they will give you delight because you know the person who spoke them. When Mary submitted to the promise, said, be it unto me according to your word. And she knew that Joseph was going to say a word. She knew that her father was going to say a word. She knew that her mother would say a word. She knew that the ladies in the street would say a word. She knew that extended family would say a word. But she said, God, let it be unto me according to your word. I pray for you as we celebrate another Christmas, that this whole old story, very old story, will remain new in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, we appreciate God for the good news. The angels announced to the shepherd, we have come with glad tidings of great joy. I tell you, in those days, the shepherds, they were the third class, you know, when they say third world countries. They were not people that people, even a shepherd could not go to the courtroom. Like women, a shepherd couldn't go and say, I'm a witness to a case. They don't take them serious because they're always moving from one place to the other. But they were the ones that God announced the story to. And I read Luke chapter 2 as I round up. Luke chapter 2. I pray that in the season we are in and the future you are going to, you will know with certainty. Amen. The one that you have believed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Verse 15. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. With certainty they knew that something must have happened, and they followed. I pray that where you need to move to see what God has said, you will not remain seated. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. They got up. They had sheep to look after. They probably left their sheep in the care of others. And the Bible says in verse 16, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Did they see it or not? They saw the promise because they moved.
Yes.
They saw it. The Bible said they saw what the angel said. I pray every promise of God you are holding on to. It wasn't just Mary that saw. The shepherds, they saw. They received the news as a promise that you will see it when you get there. Where you need to get to for you to experience the promise of the Father, I pray that grace will carry you there. In the name of Jesus Christ. And verse 17, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And they extended the wonder they had seen. They didn't keep quiet. I want you to ask God, in the year I am going to, make me an announcer of good news. I don't know what news you have been carrying. I don't even know what people have been carrying, what news they've been carrying about you. But the Bible says when the shepherd saw, they said we must carry this good news. I pray that you will ask God to give you an assignment of good news in 2018. Even from today, in the name of Jesus, you will hear good news, you will share good news. Let's rise up to our feet. Hallelujah. The certainty of the things that have been written. When you have the certainty of the things that are written in the word of God, you have the peace of God. You are not persuaded. The Bible says, be moved by every wind of doctrine. No, you are stable. I pray that God will move you into stability. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, we are going into a phase that if the church itself is not careful, it will lose the certainty. Because the world wants to creep into the church. The world has been finding its way little by little into the church. Now the world wants to swallow the church. But I believe with certainty, the word of God that says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I believe, God, that you are the church that Jesus promised to build. And I pray that your life will be on the building path in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be among
among those whose hands are weak, who look back unto perdition. Pray for yourself. God, make me to be a certain believer. Lord, help me to have certainty in my faith. Help me not to be swayed by every wind of doctrine. Help me to stand firm and to receive that which you have promised. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me to experience your visitation. Lord, forgive me of every instability in my way. Forgive me of every uncertainties that have applied to your word. Daddy, every area where I'm running up and down, Lord, I pray for mercy. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help my unbelief. God, help my unbelief. Concerning my home, help my unbelief. Concerning my children, help my unbelief. Concerning my health, help my unbelief. Concerning, oh God, this nation, help my unbelief. Concerning the church, help my unbelief. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. It's the good news that the shepherd extended that kept going and has kept going into this year, 2017. I pray that the next good news God will give you will extend to generations. Amen. It will be generational good news that people will hear and say, did God do it for her? Did God do it for him? In the name of Jesus. And I pray that you yourself, you will not be found wanting. That which is written, you will understand that it needs to be read. I was listening to the question and answer prayer session that our sister led. If you haven't been reading the Bible, if you have been following story about the birth of Jesus, you'll be missing a lot. He said, the certainty of the things that are written, please let us open the word. Let us feed on the word and let us live the word. Father, I commit your children into your hand. We are grateful, Lord, that we are among the living to see Christmas 2017. Lord, it's not about the date, it's about the deal. You sealed a deal on that day when Mary, oh God, brought forth our Lord and Savior. And Lord, from that day, hope came, life came, peace came, joy came. I pray for everyone who is feeling weak in this day, even under the sound of my voice, that Lord, the grace of God that gives strength to the weak will come upon them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those, oh God, King of Glory, who are finding it difficult even to say, I am living in England because they are being choked up. I pray, Father, that, Lord, the ease that came with the birth of Jesus, Lord, let it be their portion. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, there may be people here who have been in sorrow, bereaved, maybe loss of job, or not even sure of what the job situation will be next year. God of heaven, Jesus was visited with the substance that he had not worked for because of the deal. I pray, visit your children. Amen. With gifts, oh God, that will make them know that you are their source. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, the purpose why Jesus came was to save us from our sins. Brethren, I'm asking, is there someone here who has not made the decision before they came here? Or that decision has been wobbling for one reason or the other? Will you hear the good news again and go home with great joy? Will you ask the Lord Jesus, the one whose birth we are celebrating, to come into your life and show you his salvation? Will you put your right hand on your heart? It's not everybody's business. It is your business. You can make that business today and begin to experience the great joy that accompanied his good news. Will you put your right hand on your heart and please say after me, with certainty. You may have said it before, but say it with certainty this afternoon. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I am grateful that you came, you lived, and you died for my sin,
that I may be changed, that I may be saved. This afternoon I ask for the mercy that you came with, that you forgive me my sins and help me to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Lord Jesus, I ask for your lordship in my life. Take over and rule. Satan, I draw the bloodline today. I am no longer yours. I belong to Jesus. I receive the help of the Holy Spirit to grow in this faith. Thank you, Most High God, in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, please, I'd like to meet with you after service. But maybe you are here and your body is aching, you are sick. Just put your hand where you are hurting. I believe with certainty in my heart that the God who allowed you to walk in here wants you to go home with the gift of healing. I believe, God, that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is still at work to quicken mortal bodies, to heal the sick and deliver the oppressed. Please put your hands where it's hurting you and talk to God about that pain. Command the pain to go, that all that Jesus came to give, you receive. The Bible says, if God did not withhold Jesus, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? And so, Father, everyone who has identified one place that hurts in their body, I ask God that you release the balm of Gilead, that you touch them. Lord, that you heal them. Lord, that they know with certainty that you have performed your word, because you are God who watches over your word even to perform it. Lord, even as we spend the remaining 1 week of 2017, I pray that your children be freed from pain and sicknesses, that they enter into 2018 whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everyone who has come, our friends, our families, people from afar. Lord, we are grateful to receive them. Even those of us that are here, we pray that, Lord, our hearts be filled with joy. Joy everlasting. That we enter into 2018 strong, powerful, assured, and live the life of certainty. That the word of God may prosper in our lives. To the praise and glory of your name. Amen. Please put your hands together for the Lord. If you gave your life to Jesus, please see me after the service. God bless you.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.